Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
Fantastic.
So today we are talking about the All Out King Smash. Cigar is a Robusto 5-inch by 52 ring gauge, comes out of the La Gran Fabrica Drew Estate factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Connecticut Habano, binder is Indonesian Sumatra, and the filler is Connecticut Broadleaf Ligero. Dominican Corojo 97 Seco, Nicaraguan Viso from Esteli, and Nicaraguan Viso from Jalapa. Blended by Willie Herrera and Robert Caldwell. The price point is $13.80, and the cigar was released in March of 2017. So, June, what was your pre-light experience like with this cigar?
I thought the first, in terms of the look of the cigar, the wrapper had a rustic, thick Maduro shade wrapper. Things perfectly pressed, seems tight, bunch of roll, well done, uniform give, no traces of soft spots. Head finish off with a really nicely applied thick triple cap. When I smell the wrapper, really rich cedar, a little bit of barnyard coming through. Smelling that foot, moderate white pepper and a cream nuttiness. Cold draw, airy dry wood, and dry roasted nuts. So all in all, a good pre-light.
Yeah, wrapper is a very dark brown, has some Colorado red mixed in, couple of large press veins on the backside of the cigar. Seams are smooth and only visible due to some slight color variations of the wrapper. Heads finish off with what appears to be a double cap. Band is off-white with some rose gold accents and shows three hands pulling on a crown. Aroma from the wrapper is interesting as it's kind of slightly soapy, also carried a little bit of minerality to it. Aroma from the foot was a mix of leather and hay. Pre-light draw was very creamy leather note, and I did get a little bit of minerality from the wrapper as well. So in regards to flavor, what was your experience like?
Starting off, I got flavors of a lightly charred wood and a ton of this like flowery perfume. It was super floral, which I was really taken back by because I typically don't associate such a like a thick Maduro looking wrapper to have like a floral note to an extent. So quarter inch in, I got this really nice baker's chocolate that started mixing into the profile. Retro mixture of cream nuttiness and a black pepper spice coming through. A finish made up of a very refined earthy minerality and soft dry wood. Strength medium and body medium plus. And moving on to the second third. The second third, I thought it lost out on that floral note, and it's now centered around that same lightly charred wood, baker's chocolate, in addition to baking spices coming through. Retro still has that same richness and cream nuttiness and black pepper. Finish still fairly earthy with good minerality and soft dry wood. Strength of body remains that medium full. Now moving on to the last third. I thought the last third exhibited like a mixture of a sweet cream, dry wood, and baking spices. Retro Hills brings bread, baking spices, black pepper. Finishes the same with minerality and soft dry wood. Strength remains medium, body remains medium full.
The initial draws brought a slightly creamy aged cedar note, quarter inch in, slight minerality joined the profile, while the retro hill was carrying a aged cedar note as well. 3/4 of an inch in, the aged cedar transitioned to oak. There's also a slight spiciness that was present, and hints of minerality remained in the background. Inch and a quarter in, the oak becomes a little darker with some black pepper and minerality in the background. And as the third was coming to a close, still a dark oak note as the pepper faded away and some minerality remained. And strength in the first third was slightly below medium. Getting the second third, slight char joined the oak, the dark oak, and some minerality remained in the background. Half inch in, some of the darkness left the oak while the char remained at the same level. An inch in, the char leaves while the darkness returns and the minerality kind of continued on in the background. Retro Hill carries that, that darker oak note. And as the third came to a close, that minerality ramped up, kind of becoming even with that dark note, dark oak note. And the strength in the second third just slightly above medium. Getting to the final third, cigar kind of warmed up a little bit, brought a little bit of a toastiness to that dark oak, and minerality was just slightly behind the wood. Half inch in, minerality draws back while that dark oak gained a little bit of char. An inch in, the minerality completely left the profile. The darkened charred oak was continuing on. That's pretty much how the cigar finished out. And the strength was still at the slightly above medium mark. So getting a performance for burn and draw, what was your experience like?
I thought the burn was perfect. Razor sharp line, burn line, solid self-tap, ashes, inch and a half increments, really cool, slow burning cigar. The draw, very good. It's a little snug for my liking, but you know, cutting, and also, you know, when I cut that cigar off the cap, you know, in line with that ring gauge of the cigar, it still led to no relief within that, you know, slight tightness, but overall still really good.
Yeah, the burn was absolutely perfect. I mean, razor sharp burn line, very dense and sturdy ash, held on an inch and a half increments. And the cigar's smoke production was like a house on fire, and even at rest, man, it just was pouring out the smoke. So very Liga-esque in regards to smoke production, I would say. In regards to the draw, just slightly tighter than I prefer. That's kind of just a minor gripe. It was still very good. I don't think it had any effect on the smoking experience at all. So overall, what were your thoughts?
I like this version, the Smash version. I mean, really also with that said, I liked it way better than the Give Me Your Lunch Money Vitola.
Yeah.
All these Vitolas have such weird freaking names. anyways, the abundance of that flowery perfume within that first third, I thought was really noteworthy and unique. Kind of bummed out that it didn't kind of last throughout the profile, but with such a deep note of that in the first third, I really dug it. In general, you know, I'm assuming the thicker ring gauge helps round out the cigar in reference to the thinner ring gauge that Give Me Your Lunch Money. So this one is actually 6 ring gauges larger than the Give Me Your Lunch Money. So I think that may have perhaps played into the flavor profile, just kind of being more like smoother and more rounded. I think this Vitola should be on the buy list of folks that especially enjoy, you know, darker flavor profiles such as this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, profile was pretty smooth with some transitions. Wood note moved from aged cedar to oak, and then the oak got darker as the cigar went along. Minerality was a common note throughout as well. Performance was fantastic, so, you know, just allows you to focus on the flavors. I appreciate that. I don't want to have to fight a cigar. Strength stayed around medium throughout. Should be approachable for most smokers that kind of like a darker flavor profile. You know, this, like you said, this is the second Vitola that we smoked in the line. I think it's a really good, you know, offering from the collaboration between Willie and Robert Caldwell. I'd gladly smoke, you know, more of these, but I'm definitely looking forward to smoking those larger Vitolas, because I think what you're saying is true. It just gives maybe a little bit of a more well-rounded profile. So the other two Vitolas, I believe they're, maybe one is just longer with the same ring gauge, but I know one of the other ones has maybe goes up to a 54 on it. So I'm very interested to see kind of how that plays out when we get a chance to smoke those. But overall, I thought it was pretty good. So I gave it a 6.67. You gave it a 7.02. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
Yeah, it matches up well. You know, I see a 7. I overall, within the way I've kind of been ranking stuff, that tells me it's very well constructed and it has a good solid profile of flavors.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think the flavor is pretty good on this. Final third was a little drop down for me compared to the other two, but with constructions, you know, awesome on it. So that helps out too. So I definitely think that this is, you know, it worked well. I mean, a very good collaboration compared to how some other collaborations go. So I definitely want to see how the other Vitola smoke as well to see, you know, where my favorite lies in between the four offerings there. So it'll be interesting to kind of go through the other ones as well. Any other final thoughts from you?
No.
All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can also catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.